Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. There was a guy that tried to slip in a, and this is, he threw in a little and. Coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, July 8th, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street, Fight, Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Man Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black Fisher, King Ralph, A Dog Day, Afternoon Delight, Sleep, Perfect Murder by Death Wish, Three Amigos Worlds, and... of Watchmen, Don't Leave Ing Las Vegas. People listening are going to think that was one I tried to do from memory, and I was looking right at it. I could say it faster if I didn't even look at it. It's record release day. My latest CD, Gateway Doug 2, Forced Fun, is available for digital download now in the comedy album section of iTunes. Hard copies can be purchased at Special Thing Records. Does anybody here already have it? I mean, somebody's going to win it tonight because it's in the prize bag. Nice. I think both parts 1 and 2 are in the prize bag, and a Douglas movie shirt. And,
oh,
you guys know it, Pops Hot Dogs. Yeah. Has anyone won the prize bag and had Pops Hot Dogs that's here tonight? No? All right. I'm just curious to know. I mean, I had some Pops Hot Dogs at CineFamily one time, but I haven't been to their actual location. This is a crazy thing in the prize bag. Look at this. It's like really fucking heavy, but it's like a little picture frame, but it's two hippos attacking at one of the boats, African Queen maybe, on the Jungle Cruise ride at Disneyland, but it's this big heavy box thing, and it's also it's supposed to be like a nightlight or something, like it's supposed to light up, but it's broken. But it still seems like a pretty cool item, especially when you can brag about who you got it from. San Francisco, this Thursday, celebrate Dabs Day, 7:10 with me at Cobb's Comedy Club at 8 o'clock. Sacramento, I'm doing a Douglas Movies taping Saturday at 4:20 at the Punchline. And Los Angeles, that's you guys, right? Watch Goon with me Sunday afternoon at CineFamily. Have you guys seen Goon? It's such a great movie, and I think it'll be really funny and fun to see with a bunch of people after I get high. And that's my first of a series I hope to do at CineFamily. Instead of interrupting a movie, just watching it and loving it. And it's going to be, and it's called the Doug Digs It series. Find out about all of these shows and many more at douglovesmovies.com. Let me see your name tags, everybody, for a second, if I could. Because I think I may not have even done what I was planning to do. I thought I was going to bring extra copies of Gateway Doug 2 to give away to my favorite name tags, but I forgot to do that. So let's move on. Somebody's going to win both Gateway Doug and Gateway Doug 2 later tonight. And there's a few name tags, but that was part of why I wanted to give something away to people who brought name tags. Because, I don't like to complain. But, the L.A. crowd is, like, kind of light on name tags sometimes. And you know what I'm saying. I mean, I get it. I wouldn't bring one if I lived here. Just fucking come watch the show. Be like, oh, that would have been a cool prize bag to win. I'd like to have all that crap. Please, you guys, help me in giving a big, warm welcome to returning game winner Dustin Ibarra and Eli Roth, Chris Tinkle, and Weird Al Yankovic. All right, so far a very polite panel, especially because one of you is not here. Dustin Ibarra, I vividly remember discussing his return a few weeks ago when he won the Leonard Maltin game, but also I think both of us just sort of left it at that, and he's probably doing something else right now. I texted him and haven't heard back, but I didn't text him until very late because I was traveling all day today. Who gives a shit? It's going to be fine without him. Isn't that right, everybody? Or he might show up, and that'll be very exciting as well. Weird Al Yankovic is here, you
Hi,
guys.
Doug.
Oh, my God.
How are you?
New album, your 14th with the same label, is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah. It is my 14th and final album.
Final?
Yes, after 32 years, they decided to let me go. I am now officially independent as of the release of this album. So
you're going to love being independent.
Is it great?
It's so neat.
Just put
anything you want on there and put it out there and all your fans buy it.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I think you get a bigger cut of the money, I think. I think so. But I'm delighted and excited that we have comedy albums. Mine came out today and yours is, like you said, next Tuesday. But just the weirdest coincidence, mine's called Gateway Doug 2 Forced Fun and Weird Al's is called Mandatory Fun.
It's not a coincidence.
It's not?
No, my whole album's a parody of your album.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought you knew that.
You're spurlocking me. I mean, that's what I normally do. But I appreciate the connection, you know, even though it's just a weird coincidence. And why did you call yours Mandatory Fun?
Because I was doing this whole kind of propaganda, totalitarian art thing with, and I like the oxymoron of mandatory fun, and it was one of those concepts that I wanted to take to its logical extreme and become like a totalitarian dictator.
So yeah, dictatorship is mandatory fun. So for me, forced fun is just like a dueling piano bar.
Yeah.
So yours is a little bit more intense.
Yeah, more
than
extreme.
My outlook. What did you bring for the prize bag? You brought a ton of great stuff, including this Jungle Cruise thing that doesn't work.
Yeah, it's a Jungle Cruise diorama nightlight, which does not work, but it's still pretty awesome.
I think it's super awesome.
Thank you.
And it came from you.
Came from me.
Yeah.
I brought this vintage UHF poster from 1988. Oh my goodness! I got a Al TV sticker. Five close personal friend of Al buttons to prove that you're a close personal friend of Al. A fat 7-inch vinyl single. A Gump cassette single. A Alapalooza cassette. And a 1985 backstage pass. So if you ever meet me in 1985, you're in.
Gump was that song Lump, but changed to Gump.
Yeah. See how I do?
Isn't that hilarious that, like, Lump was such a weird song?
Like, how can I make Lump funny?
You weirded it more.
I love it. That's a lot of great stuff that you brought. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And whoever wins the bag, just keep in mind when you're walking home tonight that this nightlight is so heavy that it's going to tear through this hotel laundry bag and land on your toe. Yeah, it's going to be very violent. It's going to be very bloody. And speaking of which, Chris Tinkle is here, everybody. One of the bloodiest comedians out there.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. Thanks for
having me. And you're welcome for having you. And you're going to be having an album out soon, too.
It came out last Tuesday, yes.
Okay, well, that's enough. That's we don't need to talk about it anymore.
Oh,
me and Al have records that are much fresher.
It's called I Like Fun.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not at all. That'd be fucking weird, though.
What is it called?
Maybe I Don't Feel Like Smiling.
Oh, okay.
Same difference.
Which is you got a whole bit on there about how maybe you don't feel like smiling.
I got an angry face. So I was born with it, so there we go.
You seem okay right now.
Yeah, I'm okay right now.
You don't look angry.
I'm next to Weird Al, man.
All right. And so you brought a free card that's good for a free download of that?
Yes, the album and also the film that we're in, I Am Road Comic 2, we're both in that movie, so they could download it both.
Yes, we're both in I Am Road Comic, and Jordan Brady made that, and he contacted us today and said,
"Force us,
Chris, for the prize bag, you're going to put in a download of I Am Road Comic. Get the person's email."
Yes.
So now we got to go to the trouble of getting a fucking email. Because Jordan emailed us. Eli Roth is here, you guys.
Thank you.
And this is like a host dream come true, because you could just go, you know him from Cabin Fever, Aftershock, Grindhouse, The Man with Iron Fists.
Yeah.
What'd you do on that?
I co-wrote it with the RZA.
Oh, shit.
As one might expect. No. No, word is born. We wrote it together. It was very dope, and I... to give you a little insight of what our writing sessions were like, and I was one of the producers on it. So I would sit in a room for 24 hours with Russell Crowe, perhaps smoking an illegal substance, where he's like, no, we should put anal beads in the scene, and then a vaginal pair. And I'm like, yeah, great idea, Russell. That's brilliant, man. Let's just put that in the scene. So that was my contribution to cinema. And oddly, if you would go to my house through my garage, you would find almost the identical items that Weird Al is giving away tonight.
You've got all 7-inch fat singles in your garage?
Fat singles and my Gump single as well.
Well, thank you for being here. And this came about because we've sort of tangentially known each other for years. And I know I've been a fan of your work. But a publicist reached out just recently because Hemlock Grove 2, season 2,
yes,
is happening very soon.
Yes, this Friday. They will all be on Netflix. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, so it's just every single episode. How many?
It's 10 episodes. You can binge and,
ten
then,
eps,
and
bam.
Then purge all you want.
Just watch the shit out of it.
Just over and over, yeah. Or you're just your favorite scene.
And is there something you should say about Hemlock Grove season 2 that'll entice people? Like, how is it different from season 1?
It's about 100 times more blood, gore, and sex than season 1.
See, I knew there was something that needed to be said. And that's it. And there was a lot of blood and sex and gore in the first season, right?
There was. I tried to, you know, that was the show where I wanted people to go, oh, that's the show where the wolf bursts out of the guy and where the vampire kid hypnotizes the cheerleader who's getting her period and goes down on her when she goes to the bathroom.
But when I see something like that, you know what I think? I think that needs 100 times more blood and gore.
Yeah, I felt like we didn't go far enough. And I did it for you.
Well, thank you.
You're a huge inspiration in many ways, so...
But all those projects of yours that I mentioned are in the prize bag, thanks to you.
Yeah, we got some Blu-rays.
Blu-rays, yeah. And also, when we get that email, We're also going to send that person some swag from the Hulu.
Yeah, from the Netflix. I guess Netflix
show.
Yeah, Netflix was going to send over some tongues and body parts and eyeballs. So there will be like a whole case of Hemlock body parts that show up to your house as well.
So don't let me forget that whoever wins tonight needs to get us their email address. Probably just go ahead and write it down on the paper that's sitting in front of me. Have you guys been to the movies lately? Chris, we'll start with you.
Yes. I went and saw, Godzilla.
Okay. Sounds like you have a lot to say about it.
Well, it was good until the main guy that they advertised was gone in it, and then it's... Spoiler? Oh, shit.
What, Heisenberg doesn't last through the whole thing?
Nah, dude, he got hooked on
that
blue shit.
Okay, that's enough. Don't get me started about T.J. Miller and Transformers.
Oh, no.
It's a bummer.
Did you not make it?
Huh? I'm not going to say.
All right.
I said, don't get me started. Then you stuck the key in the ignition. Eli, I know you're super busy, but what have you been out to the movies?
Yes, I got dragged. I mean, I went to see How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Oh, okay.
And I have a weird thing that I watch like war movies or Vietnam or horror movies, and I don't like. There's no reaction. Like I could watch Deer Hunter. I'm like, oh, that was awesome. But in How to Train Your Dragon 2, I got very, very emotional when maybe Toothless gets turned evil, and I don't want to spoil anything, but Toothless does. Well, it wasn't Toothless who does it. Toothless is being controlled by the other Alpha Dragon. After the Alpha Dragon we like is killed, and then Toothless does something really horrible. And I felt very betrayed by the filmmakers, because I was like, I didn't come here to be emotionally ripped apart and have like my hand. And then at the end, they're all singing and playing the game where they're carrying the sheep. And I'm like, no, you've killed off like two hugely important characters that were like the emotional core for me.
Yeah, like they should have a funeral first and then the party.
I was fucking disturbed in How to Train Your Dragon 2. So I'm not joking. You think I'm joking? I'm not. I went home and I had to watch my Blu-rays of Slumber Party Massacre to just unwind and feel better about things. And I really did. There's fantastic camera work in that movie, especially the opening shower scene. It's really, it's beautiful. The really, like, and a woman directed it with these, oh, God, shit, I could never get away with it. Like, you misogynist. Like, this woman directed this amazing, amazing film. And I felt better, and I felt a little bit ashamed, but generally better.
Well, thank you for that. We hope you come back to tell us more next week. Al, have you been to the movies?
I was going to go see How to Train Your Dragon 2, but I but I heard there was 100 times more blood and sex than How to Train Your Dragon 1, so I didn't know if I could handle it. I saw David Wayne. I saw David Wayne's They Came Together, which I love, but I know you've been talking about You've been talking about that. It's a great movie, you know, because it's the thing with me that spoof movies have gone downhill in the last couple decades. They've become like just reference movies and not really funny, and David Wayne is kind of bringing it back and really, really funny spoof movie.
I was trying to remember today, which is it, the very first Naked Gun where you come out of a plane and that wave?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm in all
so
three. I'm in the trilogy, though.
Oh, you're in all of them?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Get the whole box set.
And is it the same joke every time?
No. Well, in the second one, I'm actually playing a character. I'm playing like a crack addict that's holding O.J. Simpson at gunpoint, ironically enough.
Why didn't you... You had your chance to. You could have saved some lives.
You know, he didn't kill anybody on the set, so I didn't know.
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, I think my favorite movie this year so far actually is the Lego Movie.
It's so good.
And my weird story about that was a year ago. I was at some kind of party, and this director starts talking to me, and it's Phil Lord, who directed the Lego Movie, and he's just chatting. I was just chatting with him. He's like, "Oh, what do you do? I'm a director." And I said, "Oh, yeah, what are you working on?" He goes, "Oh, I'm working on this movie made entirely out of Legos." I'm like, "Oh, that's nice. You know, the White Stripes did a music video like that." He goes, "Yeah. You know, so what have you done anything else?" Like, "Well, I did Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs." Like, Oh, it's a movie. Yes, okay. Okay, I got it. Sorry. Patronizing idiot me.
Yeah, he and his partner, Chris Miller, everything they've touched so far has turned out pretty good.
Yeah,
so
he's
good,
amazing.
Good for them, yeah. All right, well, let's move on to the... I've got some texts from Dustin, and he's here? Oh, okay, come on in, buddy.
Oh, man. Hello.
That's crazy. Like we didn't...
I'm late, guys.
We didn't talk all day today, and it just kind of dawned on me at the last minute, oh, I should have checked in with Dustin to see if everything was cool. And then when I did write to you 4 minutes before the show started, you wrote back, I'm in stupid traffic, man. Coming from the north, do I have time?
Yeah.
And of course, I didn't write back because I'm doing a show right now. And then you wrote, fuck, man. Running late. And then the perfect text, like if you'd have driven off the road right after it, like if it was the last thing you ever said to anyone and you crashed because you were texting, it's your last text was just app.
Yeah, not even APP. I think it was AAP.
Just AAP,
right?
Yeah. Crash. Oh, poor Dustin.
That was an accident, that app. And when I saw it, I'm like, oh, I'm running late. I can't explain. He'll get it, you know? So anyway, I was running late. And dude, I'm not going to lie. I fucking forgot because I added... you told me 3 weeks, and I added 3 weeks from then. And I'm bad at math. And I thought it was next week.
So no, it's now.
Yeah. It was crazy because I was like...
it's totally happening right now.
I was like, oh, man, I'm being such a pothead, and I can't try any pothead excuses on you because you know. So I'm like, oh, what do I do? I'm just going to tell the truth. So
I'm glad
I did
you
it.
Did, man.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of people have been opening up on this panel tonight.
Yeah,
it's been a really, it's been a sharing and growing experience. Yeah. Real quick, if you had time to, if you got showed up late for any movies lately? Or?
Yeah.
Did you miss the first 10 minutes of anything cool?
Dude, I just saw a Tesla documentary.
Holy shit. And everybody that watched it, their hair ended up like that?
Oh, no. Zing. Shit. I know. I was doing that right now whenever you texted me. And I was like, oh, shit. I got to get there. And Tesla was a cool guy, you know? In the end, I think he's going to win, you know? He, you know, check it out. He had a death ray, you know? He had a death ray, and he cut it up into pieces. Not the death ray, but the parts, you know? Not the part. You know, the diagram, whatever it is. Schematics. And send them to China and Russia and, like, Canada and all these other countries. It was weird. They sent it to a bunch of big countries and then Canada. You know, like all these world powers. So I don't know what he was thinking there. But,
holy shit.
Let the games begin.
Did you want to say something, Eli?
No, I just that I have every letter that Nikola Tesla ever wrote because I spent 6 years researching a project on Tesla for David Lynch that never came to fruition. And my garage is like stacks of Weird Al Yankovic singles and every letter that he wrote. And Tesla was amazing. He was terrified of peaches. He wouldn't touch them. And everything he did, like his forks and knives had to be divisible by three. And he would take electric baths. And he was like absolutely horrified by the skin of a pea. Like he would never eat peas because the skin of peas just freaked him out too much.
I was going to write a musical based on Tesla and Edison, for real. That was really? In development and never happened, but we all have this Tesla connection
it's
now.
It's weird. Yeah.
And
no,
I drive a Tesla.
It was going to be a Tesla play with Angelo Badalamenti doing music, but not... Sorry, Doug's falling asleep.
No, I was just going to... When you said we all have a connection to Tesla, I was just going to throw in, I saw The Prestige.
This is a part of the show where we play some games, and to start us off, some folks in the audience have made name tags, and you guys all get to select who you would like to play for. Just go grab the name tag, bring it back to your seat, and try not to read the shithead on the back. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back! Who are you playing for, Dustin?
I am playing for Mike Chete. It's a combination of Mike and Machete. Yeah, check it out. And it's a... Oh, okay. It's a t-shirt, and I just saw on the back of it, it says...
Don't read it.
It says nothing. It says nothing. Man, dude.
You're a champion on this show, and you almost read the shit out of
it. I'm a wrecking ball right now. Damn it.
Just breathe. Just breathe.
Okay.
Chris, who are you playing for?
I am playing for Peter Friedrichs.
Turn it around this way so I can see it on my Vine.
Peter Friedrichs. He said it's pronounced Friedrichs. Friedrichs.
That's the shithead on the back, dummy.
Oh, man, that totally saved my ass just now. Yeah.
And I'm fucking sober.
Oh, man, you just ate the birthday cake.
So he changed X-Men into Max-Men, so you're playing for, I assume, Max. Who do you have here, Eli?
I am playing for Jack Bryan. He's the Shadow Recruit. But he looks a lot like you.
Yeah, yeah. Keira Knightley and was in that movie?
Apparently, and he uses glitter. Which I use a lot of in my work.
And finally, Al, who are you playing for?
It appears that I'm playing for a woman by the name of Mag. She has got a cup here that says, it's a Mag World Cup.
Okay.
Thank you, Mag.
All right. That's fun. And there's a shithead on there, I think. There it is. Don't say it.
Hey!
You guys are the worst. All right. To start us off, to determine who goes first, we are going to play a little game called Doing Lines with Mark.
You guys want to do some fucking lines or what?
Mark Wahlberg in the number one movie in the country 2 weekends in a row still manages to find the time to come by.
I was in the fucking hood, dog.
All right.
How you guys doing? You doing good?
Doing good.
Just fucking hanging or what? You know why I was here today?
What's that?
I'll give you one fucking guess how I got here today.
Donnie brought you over here.
It is fucking Donnie. He wants to be a fucking ornithologist?
What?
So he's fucking running around Griffith Observatory. I'm like, dude, I'm going to walk down this fucking hill. You come get me when you're done. He's like, I saw a sparrow. I'm like, you could have seen one from the fucking backyard, Donnie.
You walked down all the way from up there to here?
Yeah, that's a fucking light. That's not even real cardio.
You did look like you didn't break a sweat. Your hair looks perfect.
Dude. This morning I did a 20K. For charity.
All right, so Mark is going to say a line from a motion picture, and the first person, as soon as you think you know it, just say it to your microphone, the name of the movie, and first person to guess it right.
You know if I can do this?
Wins this game. Yeah, let's do it.
Here we go. You're right, Bob. I'm sorry. I'm a worthless hunk.
UHF.
It is fucking UHF.
Weird Al Yankovic recognizing his own film.
Unfair advantage, sorry.
Oh, hey, dude, before I go real quick.
What's that?
I just thought I should throw this in here. One time on a dare, I benched a Tesla.
Nice.
All right, fair enough. So that means Al gets to go first in the Leonard Maltin game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and we're playing to 2 points. And we'll start with, since Dustin is our returning champion, we'll start with Al, but then we'll go to Dustin, and then Chris, and then Eli, and hopefully everyone will know what's happening. I think you guys will figure it out. You get to pick a category, Al. Would you like, as suggested by @LouTheMailman on Twitter, Lou, L-E-W, V for Viagra. And that is movies that are 3 hours or more. Consult your doctor if it's over 4 hours. Or celebrating a birthday today, Kevin Bacon, the great Kevin Bacon. So the films of Kevin Bacon. And your third option is at and the Supremes suggested Premium Rush. And that's Jeffrey Rush movies that Leonard Maltin gave 3 stars or more.
Wow. I'm going to go with...
Great Jeffrey Rush.
I'm going to go with V for Viagra.
I thought you might. Would you like...
Why?
Would you like a... Because there's other... Well, Kevin Bacon's not a tough one, but that Jeffrey Rush thing, nobody's ever going to pick that.
Would you like a movie that's over 3 hours long from 1962, 1984, or 2005?
1962.
Whoa! That's a bold move. 4 stars from Leonard for this movie from 1962. He calls it a blockbuster. What else would it be? He also says it's the first leading role of the person who plays the lead in this film. And he
Doug?
Also says, don't do anything yet, Al. Finally, he says, beware of shorter Prince,
which means that there isn't a person that's shorter than Prince. It means that there are Prince out there in repertory theaters that are not the right length.
And then he lists 9 names. And so what you have to do now here, Al, is bid on how many names you think you can get it in. You can ask for all the names. You can say 0 names because you seem confident. Or you can go into negative names. If you say -1, you have to name the movie and the top billed performer. -2, you have to name the movie and the top 2 billed performers. What would you like to do?
Doug, I can name that movie in -2.
See? I had a feeling. I had to talk him through that. Now we go to Dustin, who I'm sure knows what this movie is. You look pretty confident.
Oh, man, that's just all the drugs and alcohol. Okay. -2, damn it.
I think we all know what you need to do.
I'm gonna...
What'd you bring for the prize bag?
Oh, it's in the car. I brought soil and stuff to plant, you know? You can doomsday prep, guys. Yeah. I got a bunch of soil, and I bought 3 containers. And I'll give you 2, but I gotta keep 1 of them, you know? So.
Okay, so whoever wins follows you out to the car.
Yeah.
Hey, while you do that, can you get their email? Because we're going to send them some other stuff, too.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, I will.
So you're just going to say, I mean, it's fun. It's a fun thing. Did you ever think you'd get to say the words Weird Al, name that movie?
Oh, man, no, that's awesome. Weird Al, name that movie.
So I'm not going to say yes or no to any of it. You just name the top, the name of the movie, and then the top billed person, and then the second billed person.
Lawrence of Arabia, Peter O'Toole, Omar Sharif.
God damn it, you were so close.
Oh no! Oh.
Lawrence Arabia, Peter O'Toole, Alec Guinness.
I should have got -1. Would you have gotten -2?
No.
Omar Sharif is like billed like next to last. He's like, yeah.
Is that true?
He's way down there. Or something.
Oh.
He wasn't Omar Sharif back then. He was Omar Sharif.
Yeah, if you'd have gone, you were the only person who was probably, did you know what it was, Eli?
I knew what it was, but okay. I also knew that it was a gamble betting Sharif #2, as it often is.
Yeah. Except for when he plays a doctor, then he's in the #1 slot. And that's probably over 3 hours long, Dr. Zhivago.
Yeah.
God, you know what always happens? I'm not even going to lie. I blanked on what the question was. I don't even know what you ask. And this happens every time I'm on here on the first one because I forget like what I'm doing. Then it's like, oh, shit, that's right. If you've noticed, I've always said name that movie because I'm like, yeah, name it, buddy. Because I don't know what you just said.
There's a skill in that. And someday we'll
fuck
have
that.
A,
let's
we'll
do another fucking line, guys.
Oh, shit.
Donnie!
Oh, shit.
Donnie!
That's a line from something?
Donnie!
Big Lebowski?
Donnie! We got a German out here that wants to die for his country, so why don't you come oblige him?
Glorious bastard.
It is fucking a glorious bastard, bro. So real quick, cool. Also, go see fucking Transformers, guys.
What's the name of his character in Glorious Bastards?
Donnie Donowitz, isn't it?
Sergeant Donnie Donowitz, though.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you this.
But what's his nickname?
Oh, the Bear Jew.
Get out of here, racist.
What?
I want you off of this stage.
Here's the deal. I don't ever forget a good Donnie, okay? Seriously, guys, go see fucking Transformers. Dinosaurs. They're not even fucking real. We made them.
He helps out with the CGI shit. He's really a man of many hats.
And Weird Al Yankovic is on the board with 1 point, everybody. Yeah. Exciting.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. Yeah, Al didn't get it right.
Oh, I was clapping too. Fuck. Ah.
I was the only person that didn't know.
No partial credit?
No. I know, right? That sucks. All right. So Dustin has the point. Dustin was the challenger, though, so we're going to start with... let's start with Eli and then head towards Dustin. And, whoa, what's happening? Eli gets to pick a category. Mom Offley on Twitter suggested deep-fried bacon. Oh, it's Kevin Bacon's birthday today. Here he is again. These are movies where Kevin Bacon smokes weed. Okay. So we narrowed it down a little bit from that other category of just Kevin Bacon movies. U.S. Kraskel suggested Halificent, and that's movies with evil computers.
Okay.
There's a few of those over the years. And then the Blueberry Johnson category, I like to call it. It's You're In This, and it's films that someone on this panel is in.
I think Halificent. I love robot movies.
Usually people dive on the movies they're in, because if you had, you probably would have recognized Inglourious Basterds, but...
Well, it's either or Piranha 3D, so...
You know what? Actually, it was Piranha, was the one that I selected. Don't tell anybody. I'll leave that category in there. Yeah. would you like a movie with evil computers from 1977, 1982, or 1995?
82.
Okay, right up the middle. 2 stars from Leonard for this movie that he says has a computer whiz in it. And he also calls it disappointing. But he says the special effects are stunning. And he lists 6 names. How many can you get it in?
1982.
Mm-hmm.
Evil computer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I know 1983, Evil Computer. I think...
How many computers aren't evil, really?
I think I could get it.
Has a computer been in a movie and not caused
and never,
any shit?
No.
Hi, I'm a happy computer. Do whatever you want. Never a problem.
I think I can...
Shall we play a game?
I think I can do it in 1 name.
Oh. That's the last name of the 6. What do you think of that, Chris Tinkle?
I think I can do it in -1, I think. I'm guessing, though. I mean,
sure. It's part of the fun.
All right.
He says -1, Dustin. Do you... Let me just quickly...
No, I know what it was. I was like...
You know what's going on this time?
Yes, yes. And I think, because it's tough, because I don't know anyone in it, but I think I know what it is, but I'm going to say name that movie.
All right, so you got to name it, and the top billed person.
I'm going to say it's War Games with Matthew Broderick. No?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Is it?
What do you think it is?
Is it Lawnmower Man?
No, no.
Is that even about computers? Like,
that's like...
That was about lawnmowers, dumbass. No.
I was going to go see that movie because I thought it was called The Lawnmower Man. I thought it was a Tommy Chong joint. No, this motion picture is called Tron. And the lead actor is Jeff Bridges. Yeah, of course. So
that's more a video game than a computer, though, right?
What's that?
It's more of a video game than a computer.
It's like the central control or whatever. Are you saying that that's not an evil computer?
It's evil. It's...
Like somebody suggested on Twitter today, Beauty and the Beast.
Were you
going to
say,
what?
I've never played the game, so would you have said, like, Bruce Boxleitner? And I would have gone, oh, Tron. Like, I was.
Oh, the 6th name would have been Daniel Shore.
Oh, Tron.
Yeah, that's the thing. Somebody, they underbid you or whatever. But somebody suggested Beauty and the Beast, which is a movie where a fat guy's dating a gorgeous woman. And I was like, I can't do that category because I don't want to sit around arguing about whether or not a guy is fat or the woman is gorgeous.
in trivia, you need it to be specific, like this definitely happened. And I think with Tron, you might be right. It might not be a computer. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Nobody has an opinion.
It's an evil video game.
Yeah, it's an evil video game.
Right?
Which could have been Tron.
But aren't all video games inside computers when you think about it?
Yeah. They're in us, you know?
Yeah, but it's not like Daryl or War Games, which are actual evil computers. You're talking about more Cloak and Dagger versus Tron. That's an evil video game.
I hear you.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you why I suck as a salesman. Okay? Let's say I go into a guy's office. Let's say he's even remotely interested, all right? Well, then I get all excited inside. I'm like JoJo, the idiot circus boy with a brand new pet. But the sale, that's my pet. And I love it, and I hug it, and I crush it. You're naughty. You're a naughty little fucking pet, okay?
Of Mice and Men?
What's that?
Of Mice and Men?
It is not of Mice and Men.
Swingers?
It is not of Swingers. What's your name, Alan? You look like
somebody in the audience is yelling
at. And then I take it, and then I squeeze it, and then I love it, and then oh God, what is that?
I know.
Let's say he's even remotely interested. Then I'm like JoJo, the idiot circus boy with a brand new pet.
Oh, okay, Tommy boy, right?
It is fucking Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy boy. That was called doing a paragraph with Mark.
I knew that. I used to quote that whole movie like back and forth, man.
Well, it took you forever, bro.
I know. I was a kid. I didn't by myself. I didn't have friends. I played David Spade and Chris Farley, man.
That's a really funny movie. Like every time I catch it on cable, I'm just kind of impressed by how it's still hilarious and good times. Not unlike UHF or Hostel 2. Sorry, Chris, I'm all out of compliments.
Shit, all right.
What do you got to plug, buddy?
New album, that's about it. And his new album, it just came out too on iTunes and Amazon.
And you're... pointing at people is very effective on
podcasts. Oh, no, the podcast, right? I just realized that.
But also, you're in I Am Road Comic.
I Am Road Comic,
and
yeah.
Somebody's going to get that tonight. Whoever you were playing for is who's going to follow you out to the car, Dustin.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's go, buddy. Machete. I mean, Machete. Yeah. The white version of Machete.
Yeah, he's our winner. So if you want to come collect your prizes, Machete, congratulations.
Buddy. Thanks, man.
There you go. And I kept the nightlight.
Go see Transformers again.
Here, nightlight. Also, God, great murder weapon. So heavy. What do you got to plug, Dustin?
I'm going to be at Foxwoods Casino this weekend if you're out there. So come on out Thursday through Sunday. Yeah.
Just like, what game are you gonna be playing?
I'll be at the blackjack table, you know, Thursday through Sunday. So just come by, and I'll tell you a couple of jokes. We'll have some anecdotes, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, you're gonna need some anecdotes. Yeah.
I mean, I plan on just replaying Tommy Boy on stage. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna say it to the audience. Holy shnikes! I think that was the first line because he ran into the fence. Remember?
What's going on with you directing wise, Eli? You got something coming out?
I do. I have a movie coming out called The Green Inferno on September 5th. That's a horror movie that I shot in the Amazon with a bunch of people that had never seen ice cubes before and didn't know what movies were. And we got them to chop up people and eat them and play cannibals. It was completely insane and totally nuts. We almost died filming it. And it's a lot of fun.
That sounds like a Werner Herzog production.
We actually shot where Werner Herzog shot Aguirre, the Wrath of God, and I found out exactly where he did it, so I went like 15 minutes farther to say that I could go. Yeah, Herzog fans, give it up. Said I went farther than Herzog. It was
He's
really
one of
it was
the more
amazing.
Popular guests on this show. That's why I dropped his name. And Weird Al Yankovic, mandatory fun.
The full title is actually Gateway Al Mandatory Fun.
That's, you know, your puns and titles are so great usually. And that one really
a little clunky,
misses
I know.
The boat a little bit, yeah. Gateway Al. But mandatory fun next Tuesday.
And we have 8 videos world premiering in 8 days, starting on Monday. So
you
a video
banged them all out already.
Banging them all out.
Oh
yep.
My God. And
is one of the tracks, what you do, I think, on every one of your albums, the kind of a medley of current hits.
There is a medley accordion. It's called Now That's What I Call Polka. That is on the album, yes.
Which classics are in there?
It's a surprise, man.
Oh, okay, sorry. Because the last person. Album, I listened to that track where you just sang Poker Face and a bunch of other songs
right.
with the, you know, Poker Face. I listened to that thing over and over and over again. I was obsessed with it.
It's funnier every time, right?
It takes the catchiness of those songs and removes all of the cloying sweetness and right. Marketing and, you know, all that stuff.
Stripped to its bare bones.
Just the melody
to
and
its polka
jokes
essence.
About farting. It's
yes,
fantastic.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I can't wait to hear it. Let's hear it for all these guys. Weird Al Yankovic, Eli Roth, Chris Tickle, and Dustin Ibarra. I'll be more specific about, because you got to come back as the returning champion, so I'll be better about making sure that you know about it.
No, dude, that's me, man. Come on. 3 weeks from now, right? No, 1 week from now, right?
Well, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I got a very special show next week. I don't know if I want you coming in late and doing this
that's
whole...
That's true.
Your whole shtick.
I got soil, guys. I show up.
Doug Loves Soil, spin-off podcast. Did I have something? Oh, I also wanted to mention Gateway Doug 2, Force Fun is available now. Mandatory fun next week. In other words, you fucking have to have fun for the next 7 days, whether you like it or not. And then on and on and on after that. Let me get the, gather up the shitheads. The gathering of the shitheads. The concert some people like going to. We've already heard this one. As always, Peter Friedrich's Friedrichs. It's got even how it's pronounced underneath it, and I still took a bad shot at it. Peter Friedrichs is a shithead. Right? I think everybody agrees with that one. What does this say? China liking Transformers is a shithead?
You fucking kidding me with this shit?
What does that say?
Who the fuck
said
it?
Does that say China?
Shithead equals... I'm not gonna fucking say that out loud again. Who fucking said it? Who fucking said it?
Is it supposed to say kinda liking Transformers?
I'll give you a pipe that you can start out with. And I will choke you with my fucking shoelace. Who the
Bryan
fuck said it?
What does this say?
It's China.
It is China. China liked it more than we do? Because it's a hit here.
Made a lot of money over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you fucking ain't right it did, dude.
But I don't blame them as much because in other countries it might be a fun movie to watch because you don't have to give a shit what anybody's saying. But if you watch it here, you're like, what the fuck is going on?
The greatest movie ever fucking told is what's going on. You think it's 3 hours because it's not good?
I totally forgot you were standing behind me.
Don't ever forget, Doug. Don't ever forget. You and me, I'm going to fucking eviscerate you, bro. For the listeners, that was not to Doug.
Yeah, the listeners are probably worried about my safety. And finally, as always... How to Train Your Dragon 2 is a shithead.
I agree with that.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in